We begin the current daf. Mesechtes Bava Metzia, daf nun beis. Begin on the bottom of the daf, nun alef amud beis. Four lines up in the bottom of the amud, where the Gemara continues in the next Mishnah, continuing the theme of this parak, which was from the previous Mishnah, discussing the halachas of oina, which is the halachas of commerce, where if there is a price fraud, whether it's overcharge or undercharge, here the Mishnah continues in a related halacha of this topic of oina. So the Mishnah says, kama tehei hasela. How much should there be in a sela, which is a coin that's commonly used, and when a coin is used, so it gets rubbed out and becomes more deficient, some of the metal starts wearing away. So how much can it be chasera, can it be lacking, that if it's used and you give it to someone to pay for something, and that's not going to be fraud because you have to be paying him with the coin, and the coin has a certain value, but if it's deficient in the metal, so it's worth less, how much could it be missing and that it will not be considered oina? So Remeo, I mean, he says, arba isaris, four isur, which is a certain amount of currency towards a sela, which is an isur le dinner. An isser in regards to a dinner, which is 1/24 of that dinner, because there's 6 ma of kesef to a dinner, and a ma is worth 2 punyanim, and a punyan is worth 2 isurin, which comes out that an isser is 1/24 of a dinner. Now, the Gemara on this daf later on will explain why is this halacha of our Mishnah any different than the previous Mishnah's halacha regarding general commerce, where we say that the halacha b'na is a sixth, and here we have different opinions, whether it be 1/24 or 1/12 or 1/6. How come here we have a differing, and in the previous Mishnah it seemed like everyone agreed that it's going to be 1/6, that's the halacha for the fraud of commerce, and here regarding currency, it's different opinions. So that's the opinion of Remeir. For Behudaim, he says, it's arba punyanois, 4 punyanois towards a sela, which is a punyan le dinner, which is 1 punyan to a dinner, which is 1/12. Because again, the punyan is 2 isurim, so it's double that of isur, which instead of being 1/24, it's the ina of the currency is 1/12. For Behudaim, he says, as we continue on to the next daf, shmeino punyanois, 8 punyanois towards a sela, which is shnei punyan le dinner, which is 8, which are 2 punyanis for a dinner, which is a sixth, like the other oina that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, that it's a sixth is going to be considered oina and already considered fraud. So the Mishnah qualifies admose mutal hachzer, as we said in the previous Mishnah regarding when there is fraud, when there is a shtus, a sixth overcharge that you could then retract. We gave a certain limited time. How much time does a person have to get back to say, hey, the coin that you gave me is deficient? So the Mishnah says, big krochim in the cities where there are money changers. Until the amount of time it takes to show a money changer, because once that time has passed, you likely have showed it, and you had the opportunity, and if you didn't, you were meichle, as we said in the previous Mishnah. Whereas bikfarim, in the villages where there are no money changers, then ad arve shabbos, then you have up until Friday afternoon, because when Friday afternoon comes, then some of the people have, even in the villages, have to go ahead and prepare for the Shabbos meals. And then they know when they go to the marketplace, if the people that sell over there are going to take it from them, then they know that it's valuable. If not, they can say, hey, this is not a great coin. Really? I didn't know that. And then he's going to go back to the guy and say, hey, you gave me a deficient coin. That's how much time you have in the villages. Now the Mishnah says, but imhaya, if the one who gave it to that person, makira, recognizes the coin that he gave him, and we see that it's deficient, and afil achashneim aso chedish mekablemino, then even after 12 months, he has to take it back from him, which the Gemara is going to ask. You just said that even by the villages, which is the longest period of time, is only till Erev Shabbos. How are we saying that even after 12 months, the one who gave the coin that had that oino has to take it back? But the Mishnah says, "Ve'ein loy olav elatarumis," and he only has on him a complaint, which the Gemara is going to explain. How does that go together? If he's taking it back, then who's complaining to who? The Gemara will explain that. Now the Mishnah continues and says that although we said that this is a problem when it's either 1/24 or 1/12 or 1/6, that it became deficient and it's considered fraud regarding the currency, explains the Mishnah. But v'naisna, one could use this deficient coin in when he deconsecrates l'maiser sheni. The halacha is maiser sheni, if you have to take your second tithes up and eat in Yerushalayim, if you don't want to take all your produce up, you go out and you transfer that value onto currency and you take the currency up to Yerushalayim. So says the Mishnah, when you're deconsecrating the maiser sheni onto currency, you could go ahead and use these coins even though they're deficient, for a transfer from the Maisa Sheni produce, which the Gemara is going to explain. What do we mean? Are we talking about the actual value or even the face value of the currency when we're saying that it's deficient to six? So are we saying you can use a deficient coin, but it's got to be by its actual value, which is less? Or can you even use the face value of it, which is the currency, even though it's deficient and it's really worth less? But either way, says the Mishnah, you can use those type of coins. And you don't have to be concerned. And the reason why you don't have to be concerned is because this concept of not accepting the currency is she'enoi, is only this measurement of people not wanting it is ela nefesh ra. It's only a person that has a bad characteristic. That's why a person wouldn't want to take it, unless it's exactly as it's like a freshly minted coin. But if it's deficient, although yes, in halacha we do qualify it if it's, again, according to each opinion, 1/24th or 1/12th or 1/6th less than how much the coin is supposed to be valued at, that is really, it's still a coin. That's how people use it, and people would take it. It's just that there are certain people that don't want it like that, so therefore we qualify in halacha as no, but it still has that essential currency, and therefore you could use it in the chil of Maaser Sheni. Now the Gemara asked regarding the terminology used in our Mishnah, that it said, that it will not be a no, and then it brings the different opinions. So the Gemara asked Remini, but the Gemara asked, the same halacha of our Mishnah is quoted in the Braisa, and it uses different terminology. It says, Ad kama tehe asela chaseira, until how much could a sela be lacking, v'yiyeh bo'ino, and that it will be in it o'ino. And then it talks about all the different opinions. So we see from the Braisa that the measurements that are mentioned in the Mishnah, 1/24th, 1/12th, 1/6th, are considered o'ino. The problem is our Mishnah says the words, v'lo yehe bo'ino. So obviously we see that these measurements, exactly as they are not fraud until it's more than that. So these exact measurements, are they aina or are they not? And more than that, it's going to be considered aina. That seems to be a contradiction in terms from the Braisa to the Mishnah. Samra Papa, he says, Lakasha, it's not a difficulty. Truthfully, he says, I'll tell you that regarding the measurements that are mentioned, they are considered aina. Now, although our Mishnah used the words v'lo yeheba, it's not going on those measurements per se. Rather, it's going on when it's less than that. In other words, Tana didan, the Tana of our Mishnah, kachashav mimata lamala, was calculating from below going upwards. In other words, the Mishnah was saying that a sela that starts wearing down, becoming more deficient, until how long can you still use it for currency? Until it diminishes until this amount. But once it reaches that amount which our Mishnah mentions, then you cannot. Then it's already enough. Whereas Tana Bra, the Tana of the Braisa that says the words V'yeshba, that it is going to be considered Aina, Kachashim Milmal Lamata was calculating from top down. Meaning, it was saying that a Sela, which had diminished, how much is it diminished that it will still be a problem of Aina? So it was explaining. If it diminished a lot, for example, let's say 7 Isers or 6 Isers or 5 Isers, it's saying it's going to still be considered Aina and a problem up until 4, and 4 is included in that problem. Yes, 1/24th or 1/12th or 1/6th, whatever the measurement is going to be considered a problem of Aina. But the Tana of our Mishnah, when it says the word Arba, when it was talking about 4 towards what we're calculating, that was not included in the Lo Yehe. And that's how you have to answer if you want to be able to resolve the contradiction between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Now the Gemara asked, however, as we already alluded to in the Mishnah, Maishna Besela de Pligi, why is it that in our Mishnah we have 3 different opinions regarding what's considered fraud in the currency? Or Maishna Betalis, and why is it regarding a talis, regarding any merchandise which is sold, which the previous Mishnah Memtesim Abayz said that it's a shtus, it's a sixth of how much the value of the product is, Delay Pligi, that no one disagrees. Here, that's only the opinion of Reb Shimon. How come there are other opinions, whereas there's no machlaikas? Summer of Rav actually says, no, man tana talis. Who's the tana of the previous Mishnah regarding a product, a talis? Reb Shimon. It's Reb Shimon of our Mishnah who regarding a sela, it says that doina is a sixth. And therefore, the same achlikas we have over here would be there too, just that's the opinion of Reb Shimon. That's one approach. Abayami says that no, that actually everyone agrees to the previous Mishnah. But talis, ad shtus, mochel inish. A talis, yes, everyone would agree that even if it's more than a 24th or a 12th, up until a 6th, a person would be forgiving regarding that he was overcharged. Why? Because Amri Inchi, people say, Ashik Ligabaych. If you need a clothing to cover yourself, So then you'll overspend, and it's worth it to spend more, to be overcharged, to have something, to have clothing to wear, to have a talis, to have that product. But for your food, then you should only buy according to the value. Don't overpay. Now, so therefore, up until a sixth, okay, although you're overpaying, but everyone would agree that that's still going to be considered a sale. And anything less than a sixth would be considered mechila. But regarding the halacha of our Mishnah, sell a coin, kiven de leisagi le, since it's not, it cannot be used for circulation, you can't use it as currency, so le machal, so a person not forgiving. That is, according to the other opinions, even the 12th or even the 24th, since it's not valuable, because it can't be used so well, so therefore it's already going to be considered aina, in contrast to the previous Mishnah, which was a talis, clothing, articles, products, those things, it's worth it to overpay, and therefore everyone agrees it's not going to be considered no up until a sixth. So the Gemara now resumes discussing the brisa that we brought into the Gemara, which we had asked seemingly the different terminology of our Mishnah, v'yiyebo, v'loyehebo. So Gufa, we learned in that brisa that says, the first part, just like our Mishnah, says, akamate haselach haseir v'yehebo ino. Up until how much would the coin, the selah, be lacking that will be considered ino? So Meir, he says, arbi isaris, if it's four iser to the selah, which is the iser ladiner, which again, as we said, is 1/24, that would be considered oino. Rabbi Yehuda, he says, dal pundyanis, four pundyanis, which is comes out to a pundyan ladiner, which is 1/12. Rabbi Shimon, he says, shmein pundyanis, eight pundyanis, which is shnei pundyan ladiner, which again is the measurement of a sixth. That was what we had in the Mishnah. Continues the Bryson and says, yeser al kain, which the Gemara later on is going to explain in Amud Beis, what does Yeser Al Kain means? It means to say that if it's actually worth more than that, meaning if it did not diminish yet the amount of Aina, it's worth more. It didn't diminish up until a sixth. Then Meicher B'Shavya. Then you could actually sell it for its face value. Now, Ad Kama, so that's what the Braisa says, meaning when it's Aina, then it's a problem, but if it's not Aina yet, so then you could even sell it as the face value what it is, which is for the currency that it was for, let's say, the seller. Now the Braisa continues and says, Ad kama tifaches vihe rishoy lekaima. Up until how much could it diminish and that you could still hold on to it? Now the reason for this is there's a concern regarding if something gets diminished, it can then be used fraudulently as the coin that its face value is, when really its real value is much less than that. So how much can you hold on to it? So says the Braisa, Besela, by a coin of Besela, when if it diminishes, it starts wearing down, Ad Shekel, up until if it diminishes to have its value, which is the value of a shekel, that up until that much, you can still hold on to that Besela. The reason for that is because when a coin starts wearing down, no one is going to take this coin at face value and think that it's a sella, because it's recognizable that it wore down already. But when it diminished even more than half, it's even worth less than a shekel, then that says the Braisa, not hold on to it anymore. Why? Because then it can be used fraudulently. The reason being is because a guy would sell the coin and say, look, you and me both see that this is not worth a sell anymore. But he's going to sell it as a shekel, because that diminution is not recognizable that it's even less than the shekel, because since it keeps its diameter, it has its width, it only becomes thin, where, as we said, because it started off as a sella, so it doesn't look like it's less than a shekel. People could tell that it wore down, so people think, okay, it's worth a shekel. But if it's going to be diminished even less than a shekel, you're going to be selling it for the value of a shekel, so then that's going to be a problem about being merama people with that, and therefore then you can't hold on to it anymore. Now again, this is because a shekel is a coin which is half a sella, and as we'll see shortly for the next cases, a dinar is a smaller currency, which two dinarim are a shekel. So by a sella, you could hold onto it up until half, which is until a shekel. But dinar, if let's say someone had a dinar which was wearing down, so then up until that it wears down till a raiva. Then, when it's till a quarter, then you could hold on to it. Now, the Gemara's original assumption is that it means a quarter of a dinner, which the Gemara later on is going to ask, why is it any different than the case of a sella, which we said you could only hold on to it up until if it's half its value, whereas by dinner we're saying you could hold on to it even if it's only up until a quarter of its value. But the point is that once it starts diminishing and it's by a raiva, When it's a rave already, then you can't hold on to it because then you might come to use it again as a rave, the same concept. Meaning, everyone realizes it's not a dinner anymore, so they'll use it for a rave, but if it's worth less than a rave, then you can't hold on to it anymore because then it might be used and then people might sell it as a rave. It's just something that can be used fraudulently, so you're not allowed to keep it around anymore. Now, the Baisa continues and says, Pachis Mikain Iser, if it's less than that by an Iser, which is a type of a coin, then Aser, then it's forbidden, which the Gemara later on is going to explain what part of the Baisa is going on, what Halacha is coming to say. So, continues the Baisa, so Harei Zeh, so this that we said that you're not allowed to hold on to these coins, again, because even if you're not even using it for what it was originally worth, which it's already past that Oino of the 6th or the 12th or the 24th, and you not even want to sell it for the face value. The face value, no, it's even past Oino. But even for the real value, you're not allowed to hold on to this coin because other people might use it fraudulently for even less than that actual value. So says the Braisa, Loyim Karena. So it was not permitted to go ahead and sell these coins, again, even for their actual values. Loy Latagar, not to a merchant, Loy Lacharim, and not to a person that is an extortionist, V'loy laharag, and not to a murderer. The reason being is because Mnei Meramin ba'asacherim, because they fool people, and out of fear, the other people are going to take it for the value that they're being told that they are, which they're not even that value. So you're not allowed to hold on to it, and you're not allowed to sell it to these people, because it's going to end up used in the wrong way. Ella, yikven, rather what you do is you make a hole in the coin, and then you hang it from the neck of his son or his daughter. You use it as some type of jewelry, but you can't maintain this as a coin because it's going to be used in the wrong way. Nothing more explains the Braisa. Amamar. So the time of the Braisa said that besela, you could hold on to it if it was diminishing, ad shekel, up until the value of a shekel. But dinner, ad reva, up until a quarter. So the Gemara asks, as we mentioned before, maishna besela ad shekel, why is it by a seller you could hold on to it up until half its value, a shekel? Maishna bedinna ad reva, why by a dinner did we say that you could hold on to it even if it's only a quarter of its value? So Mabai says, no, my reva de ketani nami, what do we mean when we say a reva? It's reva shekel. It's a quarter of a shekel, which is a smaller coin, which is worth a half a dinner. That's what's called commonly in the Gemara, Sela Medina, the provincial Sela. That is not a quarter of, you're right, by dinner it's only up until half its value, which is this currency called a Raiva. But it's a Raiva of a shekel, which is the half of the dinner. Now, Amar Rava says, Dekanami, says, actually it's precise this answer that Abaye gave. Because the Ketani Raiva, the term used by the Braisa is a Raiva of a Ketani Revia, and it doesn't say a quarter. Meaning, as Taisus points out, although that Raiva also, as he points out in other places in Shas, can refer to a Raiva dinner, but if it was talking about a Raiva dinner, then it should have said Revia, that you would not have made the mistake of thinking that it's a Raiva, which is the name of the coin, which could be a Raiva shekel. Because if you wanted to specify a quarter of the dinner, you would say Revia, which is a quarter of the dinner's value. When it says Raiva, it's the name of a coin, therefore it's coming to allude to us that it's the Raiva of the shekel, not the Raiva of the dinner. So Shmamina, like we said before, like Abaye said, that it is half of the dinner, just like it's half of the previous case of the seller. Now, but on this answer, the Gemara asks, Loma le metalia le dinner b'shekel, why? Why does the Braisa do that, that it's referring to when it's diminishing up until half of its value? Why does it call it a currency in relation to a shekel? It should just say up until it reaches down to half a zuz, because that's what we're talking about the dinner. So we're saying up until it reaches half of it. Why does it say a quarter in reference to the shekel? So in that answer the Gemara, Milsa Agav Orche Kamashman. You're right, it could have simply said that, but it wanted to incidentally tell you a different halacha. The Ikud Dinner Da'asim Shekel, that there is a dinner that comes from a shekel. In other words, it wanted to show the relationship of a dinarim to shekelim. As the Gemara says, the Misayel Rabami, which that supports the halacha of Rabami. Domer Rabami says, dinner habami shekel. A dinner that comes from a shekel. In other words, if let's say a shekel had diminished up until half of its value, which it became a dinner, because two dinarim are worth a shekel. That's what it's alluding to in saying that mutu lekaimai. Then you're allowed to hold on to it, and you could use it, obviously not as a shekel, because it's only worth half the value, it's already way past Aino, but you could use it for its actual value, that of a dinner. But dinner habami sela, but a dinner which came from a sela, which a sela is worth two shekelim, then you're not allowed to hold on to it, and even to use it for the value of a dinner, again, because since it's coming from a very wide and thick coin, which is what the seller is. So people are going to make the mistake when they're going to evaluate it. They're going to say, okay, obviously it's thinned out. It's not a sell anymore, but they're going to think it's worth a shekel, and they're going to end up using it at least for like, oh, we realize it's not worth a seller. It's, okay, it's probably half of that. It's the shekel. The problem is it's not even worth a shekel. It's actually worth half of a shekel, which is the reiva, which is the dinner. And therefore, that's what, when we're talking about the dinner, we reference a reiva, which is a reiva of the shekel, to relate the two, to say that, but a dinner could be used in relation to a shekel. Just a reiva can't be, because again, that's a quarter of the shekel, but half the shekel, which a dinner you could, and whereas a dinner of a seller, which that's again going to be considered a quarter, that can't be used, because again, the diameter stays the same, the thickness doesn't, so therefore, people would make mistakes to say, okay, it's not that, but it's that, but we don't think it's even further down. Therefore, that's the illusion that it's using when it's saying reiva, but you're right, each case is only half and not a quarter. Now the Braisa then continued by saying, Paches mikain iser, if it's less than that by an iser, which the amount of a currency, then also then it's already forbidden. So the Gemara says, my kama, what is the Braisa saying? In other words, you cannot say, seemingly, that it's telling us that if it's less than that, in other words, if let's say it said the selah could only be used up until a shekel. Or let's say by the case of the dinner, we said you could only use it up until that it's a reiva. What it sounds like that the next words in the Braisa are saying is that, but if it's less than that by an iser, oh, then you can't hold on to it. But that's the Gemara's question, is that why would you say if it's less than that by an iser, even a mashu, even a pruta less than that? You say a selah could only hold on to it up until when it's worth a shekel, and anything less than that you cannot. So why say if it's less than that by an iser? What do you mean? Why an iser? Even a pruta? So on that Amabai, he says, you're right, hachikam. It's actually not going back in the previous statement of the Braisa. It's going back on the Reish of the Braisa. Pichsa sela yisimichte aina. If, in other words, the first part of the Braisa was talking about the halacha of our Mishnah. What's the halacha of aina of considered fraud, meaning no coin is perfectly as it was minted. It's going to be diminished a little bit. So he said, but if it's 1/24th or 1/12th or 1/6th, according to each opinion, oh, that's already considered, no, that's already fraud, then already the person can get his money back for the currency that was given. And that is what the Braisa is saying. If pichsa sela yismichte aina, if let's say the sela was diminished more than the aina, where, again, according to each opinion accordingly, Rebbe Meir 1/24th, Rebbe Yehuda 1/12th, by an iser, then aser, then you're not allowed to use it as its face value. In other words, as Taisa explains, we're talking about where the one who's selling the coin wants to go ahead, his intention is to give back the aina, to give back the fraud of, in other words, he's paying with a certain coin. He knows the coin is not worth the face value of the coin, so he's gonna return that differential. And that is what the Braisa is saying. If beyond the aina is additionally a difference of an iser too, then it's forbidden, because that's already qualified as a mekach tois. That's a void transaction. But if it's only the difference is that of aina, then you could go ahead and give it, although it's aina, you could give it for the face value, as long as you go ahead and return to that individual the aina, the fraud, what he was frauded from that, if that guy comes within the time frame of that he could show it to a shulchani, and then it's permitted, because then the sale is valid. But if it's actually less than aina, then we said that that's for sure you could sell it for its face value, and even if he does not intend to return the aina, because that we said less than aina is automatically mechila. What we're saying is that, but if it's aina itself, then it's also a valid sale, but you just have to give him back the aina if it comes back within the time frame. What the Braisa then goes on to say, but if it's more than aina by an iser, then it's a mekach tais, and it's not valid at all. Even if he wants to give back the aina, the whole transaction is voided. Now, on this interpretation of Abaya, Amalei Rava, Rava asked Abaya, says, Ihachi, but why? If that's the interpretation, afilo mashu nami. But even a mashu, even a minute amount more than aina, should already be considered what's called more than aina, which we had these same three categories regarding the halacha b'shtus, regarding any transaction in the previous Mishnah, should be the same here. Why say only if it's more by an iser that it's a mekech tois, even just by a little bit? So Elam HaRabba, rather Rabba gives a different interpretation. He says, pichsa sela, if the sela is diminished by an iser ledinner, then it's going to be aser. In other words, then you cannot use it for its face value if he does not intend to return the aina, because that is a case of a na, meaning v'stama k'rem meir. According to Rava's interpretation, what the Brisa is saying is just saying the opinion of Reb Meir, which was mentioned in the Brisa and in our Mishnah, that it is saying the shear of 1/24. What does it mean if it diminishes by an iser? It means an iser to a dinner, which is the shear of diminishment of a selah, which, as we said, Reb Meir's opinion is 1/24. That's all that it's saying. It's not going back on the previous part of the Brisa, or it's not going back on the ratio. It's going and it's specifying actually the measurement of a na according to Reb Meir. And that's what it's saying, that is going to be considered by a na, and then you would have to return that difference in the price. And that's considered a na. Now the Gemara continues on this theme of a Mishnah, of a coin becoming deficient. Tanan Hasam. So we learn over there in the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim. The Mishnah says, Sela shenifsala, a coin, a sela that was invalidated. V'hiskina shehei shekel b'mishkal. So he couldn't use it anymore as currency. So he put it aside and he made it to use as a weight for his weights, says the Mishnah. So Tumeya, now that coin is makabel tuma, it's susceptible to tuma. And the reason being is because he made it into a kli, into a vessel, into something that is used as one of his vessels. So therefore, it could now contract tuma like a kli. Says the Mishnah, ad kama tifachas v'heishor l'kaima. How much could it be diminished that he could still hold on to that coin? Says the Mishnah, l'sela shnei dinar. For a sela, if it's worth 2 dinarim, pachas mekein yakutz. If it's less than that, then he has to cut it up. Then he can't hold on to it before. As we mentioned before, holding on to coins which is worth less than a certain amount are problematic because they can be used in a fraudulent way. Now, ask the Gemara. Yes, Ral Kain. Let's say it's worth more than 2 dinarim. My, what's the halacha in that situation? As we said that a 2 dinarim is a shekel, which is half of a sela, which we said that's the measurement before. So ask the Gemara, let's say it's worth more than that. What's the halacha then? So section Machlek, Amar Rav Huna, he says, Pachis Mekein Yakutz. As we said, when if it's worth less than 2 dinarim, you got to cut it up. Yes, Rakein Yakutz. When it's more than that, you also have to cut it up. Because that could be problematic, because people now will think that it's worth more than a shekel, so they'll think it's a sela, but it's not. So therefore, either one is a problem. If it's 2 dinarim, if it's worth exactly half of the sela, that's okay, because then it'll be used as a shekel. If it's worth less than that, it's a problem, because we might use it as a shekel, but it's actually worth less than a shekel. If it's worth more than 2 dinarim, then it's also a problem, because people are going to think, hey, it's more than a shekel, but probably it's a sela, but it's not true. And that's a problem too. So either one, it has to be exactly 2 dinarim, but if it's more or less, it's a problem, and you have to cut it up. Whereas Rabbi Miami says, no, pachis mekein yakutz. If it's worth less than 2 dinarim, then you got to cut it up. Yes, so can you can, but if it's more than that, you could hold on to it. And the reason being is because he holds that in regards to a sela, no, it's recognizable that it's deficient. And no one's going to confuse it with a sela. If it's worth less than 2 dinarim, then people will confuse it with a shekel. They might come to use it. That's a problem. But more than that, it's not a problem. That's their machlekes. So that the Gemara says, Mesiv, the Gemara asked in the previous brisa on Rav Huna. The Braisa said, as we mentioned before, regarding a sela that was nifchas, that was diminished, the Braisa says, yes, Ral Kain, if it's worth more than that, which sounds like if it's worth more than a shekel, then meicher b'shavya. Then you could sell it for its actual value, not according to its face value, because it's beyond the halachas of Aina, but you could sell it for its actual value. So ask the Gemara, my love, doesn't it sound like what the Braisa is saying is, shepichsa yesu mechtei Aina asa, that it had diminished more than its halacha of Aina, and yet still we see that you're allowed to hold on to it. So you see, not like Rav Huna. Rav Huna said that, okay, everyone agrees within the shear of Aina, you could hold on to it, if it's a 1/24, a 1/12, a 1/6. But Rav Huna had said that if it's beyond Aina, then it might be confused and it might be used in a fraudulent way. Even if it's worth more than 2 dinarim, it might be confused with a sela. Here we see seemingly clearly that if it's worth more than a shekel, then you could hold on to it. And you could use it, even though half of a sela, which is what a shekel is 50%, definitely more than 1/24 or all the different shiurim, and you see that it's not a concern, which is not like Rav Huna. So says the Gemara, no. Yisera, when it said that if it's worth more than the shekel, that you could hold on to it, it was actually saying that if it's worth more than the shear of a na, meaning that kati loy pichsa bechtei na asa, if it didn't diminish the measurement of a na, again, each mandam according to his opinion, whether it be 1/24, 1/12, 1/6, then meicher b'shavya, which now we're changing in what we're defining as Beshavia. Originally we read Beshavia as its actual value, not its face value, because how can you say face value? It's way beyond the Shir Banah. Here, the way we're interpreting of Rav Huna is actually no, that if it's, we're saying if it's more than that, meaning if it's more than the shekel, which is half of the selah. What do you mean by more? Meaning way more, meaning within the Shir Banah, again, Ishmandam accordingly, then you could sell it for its face value, not just its actual value, because as we said, that's not considered a fraud, that everyone's forgiving if it's within that margin of error of the 24th, 12th, or 6th, then you could sell for the actual face value, and therefore it's not a contradiction to Rav Huna. We don't see anything beyond the Inah, but more than the shekel for the diminishment of a selah, that it could be used, and that you don't have to cut it up. But the Gemara continues to ask on Rav Huna, Meisvei, from that same Braisa. The Braisa says, Ad kamati faches, until how much do we say that if a coin diminishes, v'yehi rishorle kamen, that a person could still hold on to it. So the Braisa said, Besela, when this regards to a sela, ad shekel, which is half of it. So ask the Gemara, my love, the paches porta porta. Doesn't it sound like that it would be talking about that, how long can you hold on to the sela? You're using it, you have it for a month, a year, 2 years, and it starts diminishing, starts wearing out and wearing out and wearing out. So it sounds like the Braisa is saying, how long could you hold on to it when it's diminishing little by little? So then that the Braisa says, up until it goes down to the shekel. So you see, bud, that even if it's beyond a 24th, 12th, or 6th, it's continuously getting less and less and less, all the way up until half of its value, which is not like Rav Huna. Because Rav Huna says that less than Einah, meaning if it's more than the Shir Einah, but it's not by a shekel yet, he says only if it's exactly a shekel. 2 dinarim exactly, then you can use it. But if it's anything between those two, then you can't, because it'll be confused with a selah. Here, seemingly, clearly, you could hold on to it all the way through till it reaches down to a shekel. So I think Mar says, no. What we're told over there when we say, how long could you hold on to it? And we say, up until that's a shekel, doesn't mean all the way through chronologically, because there are times that are actually forbidden that are between those measurements of a no and a shekel. It's told that are actually thrown into a fire, and in one moment it diminished, it got heated up, part of it melted, and now it's down to a shekel. That's what the Bryce is saying, you could use it. But actually, if it's worth more than a shekel, if it's beyond the Shir Banah, then actually you cannot use it, because again, it might be confused with a selah, and therefore it's not a refutation of Rav Huna. Now, the Gemara goes back to the Braisa to ask a question on it. Amamar, the time the Braisa said that if you have a matbeah that became possible, that you can't hold on to it anymore, it could be used fraudulently, so what do you do with it? Yikvena, you make a hole in it, v'yitlana b'tzava b'noi b'tzava b'ita, and he hangs it from the neck of his son or his daughter, and you use it as jewelry. Ask the Gemara of Ramina, but that seems to be contradictory from the following Braisa. The Braisa says, Lo yasenu mishkol be mishkol leisa. If you have a matpeya, a coin that became invalidated, so you can't use it for your weights amongst all your weights. Velo yisrikenu ben gritaisa, you can't, not allowed to throw it amongst all your broken pieces of silver. And velo yikvenu v'yitlenu b'tzavu b'nei b'tzavu b'tzavu, you're not allowed to go ahead and make a hole in it and to hang it from the neck of your son or your daughter. Ella, rather, what do? A yishchek, or you grind it down, a yotech, or you melt it down, a yakutz, or you cut it up, a yilch yamamelech, or you throw it into the Dead Sea, but you can't hold on to it in any form, shape, or manner. Which that contradicts the previous price that we said, that you do make a hole and you could hang it from their neck. So Amar Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar says, V'amrilan semsei Rav Huna, Amar Rabbi Lazar, that look, cash is not difficulty. Kan be emtsa. Here, in the previous price that said that you make a hole in it, it's talking about you make a hole in the middle of the coin, where once you make a hole in the middle of the coin, there's no way anyone's going to be able to use it anymore and pass it fraudulently, because there's a hole right in the middle. People realize this is not a normal coin. That you could do. Kan min atzad, this last price is talking about if you made the hole on the side. Sometimes you could string it towards the top of the coin. That you're not allowed to do, because what the Ramai, this person is going to do is, if he finds this coin, he's going to shave away the edges, the outside, the perimeter of the coin, until he cuts out the part where the hole is. And then he's going to fool other people, because he's going to use it not as a selah, which is wider, but as a shekel, which is narrower, narrow diameter. And he's going to say, oh, it looks like that coin, because he already cut out the outside with the hole, and it's not even worth that. Therefore, we said that you can't even cut a hole on the side, but yes, if it was in the middle, like the previous braisa, that could be done. I think we'll continue to explain the halacha of our mission that said, Admasa Mutal Haksa. So he said that it's considered enough for currency, whether the three different opinions, a 24th or a 12th or a 6th, that the coin was diminished. So that's enough. So up until how long does he have to go back to the guy who gave him the coin to get his his money back for that I know. So the Mishnah said, "Bekrachim atche yirah l'shulchanei." In the cities, it's up until the amount of time it takes to show to a money changer. "Bekfarim ad arvei shabbosos." In the villages, up until Friday nights. So the Gemara asks, "Maishna b'sela demaflik?" Why in our Mishnah, in regards to halachas of coins, did the Mishnah differentiate between cities and villages? "Umaishna b'talas demaflik?" And why by a cloak, by products of the previous Mishnah, did the Mishnah not differentiate? Because the Mishnah just said, "How much time do you have to get your money back of the price fraud for the product that you brought?" It said until you the amount of time it takes to show to a merchant or to a relative, and it didn't differentiate between the city and the village like it does regarding coins. So Abai answers, he says, "You're right, kitnan nami masnim metalis." The previous Mishnah that spoke about a product, Bekrachetnan was talking about by a city. But just like here, a village has more time, so too in regards to halacha metalis, yes, they would get more time too. That's Abai's interpretation. Rav Ami says that no. Talis, regarding a talis, a cloak, a product, an article, kol inish kimli begava. Every person is proficient regarding how much is an article of clothing worth. So therefore, the moment he shows it to his relative, even in the villages, they'll know that this was fraud. Sela, but by coins, kim delav kol inish kim lebegava el shulchan. Since not many people are proficient in the science of money, just the money changers who they're proficient, they know the true value of the currency. So hilkach bekrachim deikah shulchani. So in the cities where there are money changers, so achiyar la shulchani. So that's up until the time it takes to show to the money changer. Bekfarm the leker shulchani. But in these villages where they don't have money changers, ad arvei shabbosos the salkan la shukah. Therefore, that's what the Mishnah gives him up until Friday night, where then he has to go to the marketplaces to buy food for his Shabbos meals. Then already when you're in the marketplace, then there are people there, and then there it's going to be recognizable if he's going to be able to use it or not. And therefore, that's the first time. Up until then, it wasn't considered mechila because he didn't know up until Erev Shabbos. Now the Mishnah said, but although we gave a certain time frame, but if the one who gave the coin recognizes this is the coin he gave to this guy, and we realize that this is deficient, even after 12 months, he takes it back from that person. So the Gemara says, "Heicha." On what case of the Mishnah is this going back on? And if it's going on cities, but you said that he only has to take it back up until the time it takes to show the money changer, which is not that long at all. For sure not 12 months. And even if it's talking about the villages, he said it only has up until Erev Shabbos. What is this halacha talking about that even after 12 months he has to take it back? So Rav Chizki says, Midas Chasidus Shanukan. This part of the Mishnah is talking about the attribute of piety. In other words, if a person is a chassid, he goes beyond the letter of the law, then he should take it back even after 12 months if he realizes the coin that he gave him was deficient and was within the halacha of a na of currency. Now, the Gemara asks, if that's the interpretation, Ihachi Emesev, then look at the Mishnah continues. The Mishnah says, however, Ein lo elov ela tarumis, but he only has complaints against him. So the Gemara asks, Laman, for who? Who exactly has complaints? I don't understand. Ela chassid, if it's the chassid himself. In other words, if you're saying that, okay, look, if you're a chassid, you got to go beyond the letter of law. You're right, the guy's limitation had ran out, his time frame, but you realize what you gave him was wrong. Even after 12 months to take it back. So on that, it sounds like the Mishnah is saying, okay, but and therefore, although the chassid now is stuck with this, and it's 12 months later giving it back to me, all he has is complaints on the one who gave it back to him. On that, the Gemara said, who forced you to take it back from this guy that you should complain? On that, asked the Gemara, it would be better, like l'kabule l'kablamine, don't be such a chassid, don't take it back from the guy, don't have complaints against him. Don't have complaints, don't take it and then complain and start grumbling to your friends, oh, this guy, he came back 12 months later. Don't be a chassid. Don't be pious. If you're a chassid, then take it and don't complain. How do you understand the Mishnah that who's complaining for what? Now, so rather, what would you say? Lehech the kibble minay? So rather, it's the one that he took back the coin from. On that, asked the Gemara, ulabasid the mekabla minay? So what, after that the chassid takes it back from him, tarumis tahavli, he should have complaints? How could you complain? The guy took it back from you, he exchanged it for you when it was way beyond your time limit. So who's complaining to who? So the Gemara says, hachim, and this is what the Mishnah is saying. Ha'achar, but somebody else who's not a chassid and does not want to take it back because it's already way past the time limit of Erev Shabbos or showing it to the money changer. And that's what the Mishnah says, Afa Pisha Ein Mikavle Menu. Even if he's not taken back from this guy, Ein Loi Olav Ela Tarumas, the guy who was deceived only has complaints because he caused the loss to himself because he didn't return it within the time frame, which is the limitations up until that Kadesh Yar L'Shulchani, or that it's for the Kfarim of Erev Shabbos. Now the Mishnah said, although we spoke about these measurements of 12th, 24th, 6th, that is considered a null regarding currency, and the person gets his money back, but the Mishnah said that actually, you could use these deficient coins for your deconsecration for the halachas of Maaser Sheni, which we said that when you have Maaser Sheni and you want to put on the coins and take that up to your Yerushalayim instead, you could do that and you don't have to be concerned. She'en ela nefesh ra, because actually it's only a bad characteristic, it's a bad soul that the person has that he doesn't want to take such type of coins, and that's what we consider a noah. But really, in factuality, it's not a problem. That's how coins are. And it still has its value even when it diminished to that diminishment of a 6th, a 12th, or a 24th. Now, Amra Papa. Says Shema Minoah, what we can infer from the halacha of this mission is, Haiman demoikim azuzi. If somebody stands his ground and he refuses, when he finds a coin that's not exactly as perfection, that and he stands on that I want it exactly as the value that the face value is, Mikri Nefeshra, he's called as somebody that has a bad soul. Because as we see from the Mishnah, that in truth, it's really is just, this is how coins are. Now says the Gemara, but v'hanim ilahu desagilu. That's only, but if it could be used in circulation. Meaning, coins are never exactly as they're minted, and even if it's diminished to a 24th or a 12th or a 6th, that's how coins are. But as long as it can be circulated, it can't be circulated. A guy who doesn't want to take it, obviously, there's nothing wrong with him. But if it could be used in circulation, he just wants it exactly. That's called a nefesh ra. Says the Gemara, misayele. So this halacha of our Mishnah that said that you could use it, even if what we call nashir no, you could use it to be mechal meiser sheni. Supports l'chizkiya to chizkiya. Why? Because the Amar chizkiya said that bola parta, when someone is coming to exchange this deficient selah to prutas, because when you come to Yerushalayim, you come to spend stuff. No one's taking large denominations. You got to exchange it for the smaller coins. So chizkiya said that when you're coming to exchange it for copper coins, separta bishavya. So then, you actually, the exchange rate that you get from the money changer will be accordingly to its actual value, meaning to how much its diminished value is, because you can't fool the friend that is exchanging the copper coins for you to give it according to the face value, because it's actually not worth that amount. And as we said in the Mishnah, for human relations, that's considered aina. So you got to exchange it for the actual value. But, balachala, but when you're coming to do the actual chilu meister sheni, when you took that selah that was deficient, and you took your meister sheni produce and you said, I'm exchanging, I don't want to take my meister sheni produce, I want to eat it back at home, I'm exchanging its value onto the coins, then mechala, then you could go ahead and mechala on it, the meister, in the value of the selah, biyafa, when, as if it has face value, as we said, that's the halacha of our Mishnah, as we're interpreting now, that it actually, you could hold it to its selah value, even though it's worth much less. Again, because we said it's only a nefesh ra. But again, regarding the other person, you got to give it to the actual value. For Maisa Sheini, for that hektish, you could do it according to its face value. Ask the Gemara. My Kamar, what is Chizkiya coming to teach us with this halacha? There was two halachas that he said. One regards to the one who's changing it for the prutas for him, where you got to use the actual value. One regarding hektish, that for the Maisa Sheini produce, you could do it for its face value. So the Gemara asks, what does he mean to say when he says his first halacha, that when you're coming to exchange it for copper coins, you got to do it according to its actual value? Ask the Gemara, what is Chizkiya coming to teach us the halacha of the Mishnah? Which we said, that if it's diminished to a value of that it's considered aina of fraud, you're not allowed to go ahead and use it to its face value. So what is he coming to teach us? That's the halacha of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, what Chizkiya was saying was actually one big statement. He was saying, af al pi, it's like, even though, that's what the first halacha is saying. Afapi kishabola parta, even though that when you're coming to Yerushalayim and you need to go ahead and get copper coins to use to buy food in the markolet in the store, you're going to use to eat your meiser meals. When you're going to come to exchange for copper coins, obviously, because yes, Chizkiya is saying, I know that it's halacha the Mishnah, parta bishavya, you're going to exchange it for its actual value, not for its face value. And that was what he was, it was an introduction for the second half of a statement. Even so, it's still called a selah. Because as we said, it's only a nefesh ra that doesn't want to accept it as a selah. And so therefore, kishu mechala, when he's doing the chil of meiser onto that selah, mechala biyafa, he go ahead and deconsecrate it and make the transfer as if it was the face value itself. So that's the chiddush of Chizkiya, that our mission that says that you could use it for meiser sheni is as if it had its face value. which is a big chiddush in the halacha, and that's how he would be saying it to give an interpretation on the halacha of a Mishnah regarding this, that you could use it for Ma'aseh Sheni, which actually we'll see will change. And as we mentioned this in the Mishnah, when we say you could use it for Ma'aseh Sheni, is that the actual value or the phase value? That's what Chizkiya is teaching us, that you could use it as the phase value. So the Gemara asks that, Lememra, the Sava Chizkiya de Mezazlinan be Ma'aseh Sheni? Is that to say, based on the interpretation that we just said, that actually when it's sold, when it's transferred to a regular person, then you only get the actual value. But when we said regards to Meister Sheni, which there's no element of Nefesh Ra over there, that then you could even give it for the face value, which ultimately Meister Sheni Hektish is going to be having a loss over there. Which means to say that you're going to cut corners, you're actually going to cause a deficit for the Meister Sheni. So we're downgrading how we treat the status of Meister Sheni. And that is the Gemara. Is that true that Chizkiya says that? But V'amah Chizkiya says the following halacha. It says, Ma'aseh Sheni She'im Meshava Pruta. So let's say somebody has Ma'aseh Sheni produce that's not worth even a pruta. Now, he doesn't want to take this up to Yerushalayim. The halacha is that there really is no ability to transfer that Ma'aseh Sheni produce onto money. As the Gemara tells us later, that it says in the Pasuk, Mi Ma'aseh, from his Ma'aseh he could transfer, but Loi Kol Ma'aseh, which excludes, if it's not worth a Shabbat Pruta, that's the lowest denomination of money that you transfer it for. If it's less than that, there's nothing to do. So Chizkiya says, what does a person do in that type of situation? Chizkiya says the following halacha. He says, Aymer, the person says, Hu V'chaim Shai. The Ma'aseh Sheni itself, which is worth less than a Shabbat Pruta, and the fifth, which you have to add on when you're being Mechalal, your own Ma'aseh Sheni produce, you have to add on a fifth, Mechulal Al Ma'aseh Rishonis. They should be deconsecrated, transferred in sanctity, onto the original monies, which I have already transferred other Ma'aseh Sheni produce onto those monies, and I still have those monies. This other produce that's not even worth a Shabbat Pruta should be included on those monies. Why? So Chizkiya explains. It's not possible for a person to be exacting, precise, in the evaluation of the transfer of the Ma'aseh Sheni produce onto the monies. In other words, a person is afraid that he's going to give a little bit more excess on the money than the product, because he's afraid if it's not precise, and it's impossible to be precise, that maybe he's going to have some of the Ma'aseh Sheni produce that's not being mechul onto the money. So therefore, he leaves it a little bit more. He has a little bit more money. So says Chizkiya, what the person does in this type of situation, what he does is says, that little extra that I left over in my previous monies, that there was more money than my Sasheni produce, let this, that's not even worth a Shabbat Pruta, be included and be deconsecrated on that extra money. So ask the Gemara. So we see that not only is it not like the way we're saying this previous halacha of Chizkiya, that we cut corners, we're not even exacting. In other words, when we mechala Ma'aseh Sheni, we actually give more money than how much it's worth. Because a person is afraid that he's going to have that which is not mechul, and therefore Chizkiya says this chiddush halacha, that when you have something worth less than Shabbat Pruta, you can put it onto the old stuff because there was excess money. So how can you say over here in his interpretation of the Mishnah that actually Ma'aseh Sheni gets even cut and gets even less than of its actual value, and you're deconsecrating onto the seller for a face value that it doesn't even have? So now the Gemara says, you're right. A different interpretation in our Mishnah and what we just said before. Mai biyafa, what does Chizkiya mean when he says that when it comes to Ma'aseh Sheni, then you mechal it biyafa? It means b'toiras yafa, in a definite halacha, meaning in its actual value. So what Chizkiya was saying was, in the previous halacha, it's just like when somebody's going to come to Yerushalayim with his Ma'aseh Sheni money, and he's going to want to exchange it for smaller coins, for prutas. So the people over there, the money changers, they're not going to accept the value of that sella at its face value. They're going to give him the actual value. Now, moreover, actually even less than that, there are some people that are more discretion with the money that they take, that they even take it less than the actual value itself. So therefore, says Chizkiya, actually, Ma'aseh Sheni is treated more stringent than regular people. No one gets face value. A regular person, you're going to give actual value. For Ma'aseh Sheni, you only could use it for even a little bit less than the actual value for the people that have greater discrepancy, greater discretion what they take, which is even less than the actual value. Which, as Rashi explains, B'toiras Yafa means that when he's Mechal on it, it goes according to the definite monies that you can get for it. Because even though regular people will take it for the actual value, there are certain people will only take it for then that's the lowest amount that you'll get, which some people take even less than that. Say, I don't want such a coin. You want, I'll take it even for less than the actual value. That's the halacha that we do according to Maaser Sheni. More stringent. Yes, we're not mezalzel. And the reason for that is because the trezili loy mezalzelinan bay. Because you're right. We don't treat Maaser Sheni, hektish types of things, with two disregards. In other words, because although we learned in the Mishnah that you could give this seller, which is hazayna, you could give it for Maaser Sheni, but the Mishnah is only telling us one zilusa. That's only one disregard that we could do for Maaser Sheni, which is that you could be mechalat on a seller which is deficient. But, and the chiddush in that is, that we don't say that, no, it's not a coin. It would be something that would have a no. It's like an asimon, or like money which is given to, as a simon by the bathhouse, which is, it's not, it doesn't have the value of a coin. It wouldn't have a tzartak, has to be a dech. We're saying, no, it is a coin. But, that's one zilusa that we do. Which, of course, we're not going to do it for its face value, and we're not even going to do it for the actual value. It's even more stringent, it's even a little less than that. Because to do two disregards, to first of all be mechal Maaser Sheni on it in the first place, which is not even such a great coin, and then even to give it for face value, that we don't do, which is exactly like the other halach of Chizkiyah. We're actually more stringent with Maaser Sheni, so although it is a coin, and with a regular person it's also, it's just a no, and you would have to give him back that amount. Maaser Sheni, since it's a nefesh ro'ah type of thing, because it is a coin, so we do one zilusa, but we're not going to do two zilusas. So again, that's what we had alluded to originally when we said the halacha from the Mishnah. What halacha is it talking about that by Maaser Sheni you could be mechal? Is it what's called shavya or yafa? Is it the actual value or the face value? The Gemara originally understood from Chizkiyah's halacha to interpret the halacha of a Mishnah that it's talking about the face value. But then the Gemara said that's a zilusa that we wouldn't do to Maaser Sheni. We're actually more stringent regarding Maaser Sheni. So rather, as the Gemara says, b'toiras yafa means to say that it's the actual shavis, and actually even a little less. You even get less on your money for the exchange of the Maaser Sheni produce than for a regular person, because we're more strict with Maaser Sheni than other things.